Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Morning. You alright?
I hope you are. I trust you are. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Rocking and raring for the day ahead. Come on, wake up. Come on, come on. Time to get out of bed. I'm joined by Harry. My producer, little Harry. How are you this morning, good sir?
Morning. I'm all good.
Great, cool. You are the glorious band, the chosen few. My bandit brothers, thank you for joining me. It's just ticked 1 minute past 8 in the AM in Greenwich meantime. It's now, what, it's Thursday now, isn't it? It's Thursday, the 12th of March in the year of our Lord, 2026. Let's jump straight in. What's going on? What's the corporate mainstream media banging on about this morning? They've decided it's back to Mandy this morning. In unison, all of the print media have decided. Their first, every single one. The front page is Mandy. Starmer and Mandy now. Bit weird, isn't it? It's almost as though they're controlled by one person, by one mind. Isn't it? They all decided in unison, all of them. From the FT to the Star, they all decided to go with Mandy. Not that it's not a big story in Britain today, it is, but all of them? And it's been wall-to-wall Iran, day after day, back to Mandy. I mean, all right, well, okay, it is what it is. We've also got a lot of Iran on the actual websites, and some of the secondary headlines on the front pages are Iran, as you can imagine. All right, here we go. Starmer did ignore Epstein warnings and a record oil release. That is from sort of strategic national reserves of oil. All right, The Independent. Here we go, Mandy. Oh, gosh. Are you ready for a Mandy day? I hope you're ready for a Mandy day. Here we go again. I remember all my life. Do, 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 do. Oh, Mandy. Oh, Mandy. Oh, boy. Inquiry into Iran primary school missile strike blames a US mistake for attack that killed 175. Yeah, it's looking increasingly more likely that was some sort of US missile that blew up all those children. A mistake. They thought it was a military target and it just wasn't. That's war. Mandelson papers. So yesterday, I mentioned it yesterday, didn't I? If you were watching the Beau show yesterday, Breakfast with Beau. He talks about how that day, yesterday, after PM's cues, so he wouldn't have to answer any questions this week, live in Parliament, a load of papers were going to be released all about Mandelson. Mainly, or in fact, I think exclusively, the internal sort of parliamentary number 10 cabinet office papers, not the police investigation. So there's a reason why it isn't a full hangout at this point, why we haven't got all the documents about everything related to Mandy at this point, because the police investigation is still ongoing and they're not going to release stuff until they're good and ready, you know. But still, the internal cabinet office, I think cabinet office papers were released. Or again, not even all of those, because a lot of those will relate to the police investigation. Anyway, there was a limited dump of documents and papers from the government, right, from Starmer's government, from the Cabinet Office, from the Whitehall under Starmer, at least, anyway. And they show there's a number of things, a number of new data points for us to talk about. But I suppose the biggest one, and we'll get into all of them, of course, but the biggest one is that, I suppose, arguably, Starmer just did know of Mandelson's friendship with Epstein. I mean, everyone knew that anyway. There was no question that he didn't know it. Everyone knew it. But it's to what extent he knew it and to what extent he was reminded of it as he picked Mandy to be the ambassador to the US. And these documents show that he was reminded of it quite substantially, in no uncertain terms, from a number of people, a number of times. So I suppose that's the biggest element of it, isn't it? That it shows Starmer to one of two things, or both of these things. Just a terrible, terrible, terrible judge of character. No real political understanding. No real political acumen. Or he's just completely corrupting in on it and part of that whole set himself, at least indirectly, is in their pocket to some degree, will just do as they want to some degree. It's sort of, it's got to be one or either, possibly both of those things, right? I mean, or I suppose there is a third option, isn't there? Or he's like really, really, really naive and dumb to the point of being like a little child. But he's not that, though, is he? I mean, I don't think he's particularly bright and sharp, but he's not that dumb, right? He's not like a, he's not like an actual six-year-old. You see, you don't get to be like the head of the CPS and stuff if you're that naive, if you're that sort of starry-eyed. So, so it must be either he's sort of compromised or just a terrible, terrible politician, terrible, terrible judge of character. I've said it before, haven't I? One of the main things you need to be a prime minister, perhaps the main thing, other than having a spine and a world view, decent vision for Britain, other than that, is the ability to sort of judge character and pick the right people for the right jobs, because that's sort of one of the main things the Prime Minister does, is the patronage of the Prime Minister, handing out jobs all over the place. So doesn't seem to have any sort of innate skill or ability to do that, does it? Okay. Let's get into it here. Documents prove PM was told of, quote, reputational risk, quote, before appointing ex-peer as Washington ambassador in, quote, weirdly rushed, quote, process. And that disgraced Labour guru, Mandy, demanded $500,000, £500,000. It was more, actually. It was more like nearly $550,000 payout after sacking. All right, so there's a guy, Jonathan Powell. If anyone knows politics, is old enough, knows politics, British politics a bit, you'll remember the name Jonathan Powell. Jonathan Powell goes way back. He goes way back to the very beginning of New Labour. He was in Tony Blair's administrations. He's been around since day one. Jonathan Powell. He's got a big, like, he's got a big fro type haircut. A white guy, grey hair, but it's like a fro type. Anyway, he's a total lefty douchebag. Kind of hate Jonathan Powell. He's actually not as bad as a lot of them. But still, classic. He's just an arch Blairite, New Labour. The type of person that's completely responsible for our country being half destroyed at the moment. Jonathan Powell. Okay. I think he was Blair's chief of staff at Number 10 for quite a while, was he? He's been all sorts of things over the years. All sorts of things. Well, he's still in and around the orbit. I mean, very much so. He was Starmer's... some sort of very, very close advisor, I think, at the Foreign Office. I can't even remember exactly. But it's Jonathan Powell that said that quote, that it was that Mandy posed a reputational risk. I think that was Jonathan Powell. It was certainly Jonathan Powell that said that his the process of Mandy getting access to sensitive information and being sort of getting clearance, effectively, clearance, was, quote, weirdly rushed. Weirdly rushed. Okay. All right. Should we read the blurb on the front of the eye paper? I always think that's pretty good. It's about the best you're going to get from Fleet Street. It's the blurb on the front of the eye paper. What a damning indictment that is of the media, print media in Britain. That the best, the closest thing to sort of completely level reporting is the blurb on the eye paper. All right. Mandelson was shown secret files before... weirdly rushed vetting. Ooh, the pain is cooling. Mandy, Mandy, Mandy. Peter Mandelson was given access to highly classified material before he had full security clearance, Number 10 files prove. Why? Why? Why on earth would that have been the case? National Security Advisor, Jonathan Power, I believe, called Prime Minister's appointment of Mandelson weirdly rushed and unusual, confirming the iPaper's reporting despite denials from number 10 officials at the time. The iPaper getting a bit of their own back there, a bit of vindication for themselves. When sacked, he, Mandelson, demanded £550,000 as payoff and raised prospect of taking UK government to an employment tribunal. Cheeky so-and-so. That number, by the way, would have been just, had he not been fired, he was under contract for work, to work for a certain amount of years. And had he fulfilled all of those years, that's how much money he would have got paid. So he's just asking for that in total. Like, threatened to take the government to an employment tribunal. You mental piece of work. He received, he didn't get his 550 grand though, he did receive £75,000, which top civil servants judged good value for money. There's a bit we might see later, like an internal, some sort of internal memo, email or whatever to each other. They're saying, oh, we managed to get away with not giving Mandy 550 grand, but we did manage to settle for 75 grand with minimal fuss. And it was really good. We did a good job. We all did a good job, didn't we? To only pay him 75 grand, yeah? Shouldn't get a penny. People are calling for him to give that 75 grand back. That's the way civil servants and politicians have rigged the system, though. If you ever fire me, even if I've done something terribly wrong, if you ever fire me, you still have to pay me a massive severance. Because they set the rules. They make the rules. So they made those types of rules to benefit themselves. You know, like how gangsters operate. Starmer was warned over Mandelson's relationship with Epstein before the PM appointed him Washington ambassador. Ex-business secretary was arrested last month on suspicion of leaking sensitive information. He denies any wrongdoing. Labour fears drip of future claims. Yeah, the future, what might happen in the future, what other things will come out about Mandy and Andy and anyone else involved in it. Like Ehud Barak or Larry Summers or Leslie Wexner. Or Sergey Brin. Or Mohammed bin Salman. Or Donald Trump. The Guardian. The Guardian. Too early in the morning for such filth. PM was told of reputational risk over Mandelson links to Epstein. Let's move on. Oh, look, a little bit about Iran. Iran ramps up war of attrition with attacks on commercial ships. So, yeah, Iran are attacking more and more. We should talk about Iran for a little bit, 5 minutes. They are attacking more and more oil tankers and shipping in the Straits of Hormuz, or either side of the Straits of Hormuz, actually. I think two or three were hit yesterday. And the total so far is something in the ballpark of 15 or 16 oil tankers getting hit. That's enough, really, for, like, Lloyd's of London or all sorts of shipping insurance companies to just be like, no, we're not insuring any ship going through there. That's mad. Why would we? That we've decided, our analysts have made the calculation, that risk is far too great. There's no way of being sure that any given ship won't get hit by Iran. So, there you go. That's insurance companies for you. And in this instance, you can't blame them. They're making the right, that is the correct analysis, isn't it? Whilst Iran can still fire stuff at them, drones, if not missiles. So America, if they want the United States and Israel, if they want the Straits of Hormuz to open again anytime soon, really need to win their war, whatever that looks like, whatever that means. Actually fully degrade Iran's capability of doing that, 100%. Are they able to do that at all? Don't know. Are they able to do it imminently, like in the next few hours, in the next day, in the next 2 days? Almost certainly not. Macron said he'd get all his navy in there. You know, I'm not seeing it yet. I'm not seeing the French navy in the Straits of Hormuz yet, but can't rely on Emmanuel Macron, can you? All right, well, that's happening. The tanker war. Tanker war 2. There's already been a tanker war. Was it in the age of Reagan, wasn't it? The tanker war in the Gulf, Persian Gulf, Straits of Hormuz. Tanker war 2. I'm surprised there's been no headlines saying that exactly yet. If you see that being said, I said it first. Right. The Daily Express, it's a good paper. Starmer under pressure as files reveal disgraced Lord was weirdly rushed into US Post. PM was warned on reputational risk of hiring Madison. All right. PM's demand the former ambassador returns his 75 grand severance pay from the Treasury. There you go. Okay, so we whip through the mix. It's the same thing. The Sun, talking about Cheltenham still, you get a free £5 bet. Warning over Epstein ignored. Yeah, when you look into the... I looked a bit more into it and watched a few more, read a bit more around it yesterday and today. He was told... It wasn't just Jonathan Powell one time going, actually, it's probably a bit risky. No, he was told loads of times from all over the place, don't... Like, this is bad. He was told that Mandelson was basically, on and off, essentially, living in one of Epstein's properties whilst Epstein was in prison. The period where Epstein was in prison... And he was kind of living. I think it might have been in that New York property. Anyway, one of the many Epstein properties. Incidentally, something I saw in the news a day or two ago, which isn't on any of the front pages or really on the websites much. But I'll talk about it now real quick because it's interesting to me. One of Epstein's many properties was a sprawling ranch in New Mexico. 7,500-acre ranch in New Mexico. They called it the Zorro Ranch. It's since been sold on and it's called something else now, but had it for many a year. Some say that the darkest stuff that went down wasn't necessarily on that island of Little St. James. Little St. James was sort of like a celebrity hangout. There may well have been sex crime and human trafficking and prostitution and all sorts of things, even paedophilia on that island. But not necessarily the darkest stuff. Torture, murder, human experimentations. If any of that sort of thing went down, it may well have been on the Zorro Ranch in New Mexico. About 2 days ago, the police, just the normal New Mexico police, raided that property. Of course, remember, years after Epstein lived there, to go and look for bodies. They think they've got specific information about specific murders and bodies that are buried on that ranch somewhere. So it's a bit more than just getting a massage off a 17-year-old, isn't it? A bit more than that. It may well just stretch to murders. And the darkest of the dark insinuations, the scuttlebutt, the rumour, is that, yeah, well, human experimentation and stuff. You know, who knows exactly if that's true, of course, but harvesting people for their blood or whatever. Cannibalism. Keeping women basically like a prisoner, a sex slave, a baby machine, to make a baby machine so then they could do God knows what with the babies. So it sounds a bit out there, doesn't it? I mean, it is there, out there. It's crazy. It's crazy sounding. It is. No idea if it's true or not. Because at this point, could you put anything past them? Could you? I mean, before the Epstein thing was sort of well known, for example, if you said to people, oh, there's one particular Jewish New York financier who's been trained in espionage by Ehud Barak and the Israeli intelligence services, but also acts as a fixer for Mohammed bin Salman, and has honey trapped vast swathes of the world's most rich and famous people into being compromised for compromat on sex crime stuff. If you said that to people before all the Epstein stuff broke and everyone knew about it in real detail, people would have said, that's crazy, that's obviously a conspiracy theory, that's nonsense, that's not real, come on, like that's not really how the world works. That's like something out of Ian Fleming novel, some arch criminal, Blofeld or something. They're not really real, the world's not like that. Well, it is. We know it is now, for sure. So could it go way deeper, way darker? A harem of like women being held as like baby making machines, and God knows what happens to the babies, and or just very young women getting killed one way or another for whatever reason, and then just buried. Epstein just has them buried somewhere out in the New Mexico desert. Is it that far-fetched at this point? I don't know. The police of New Mexico are searching for bodies on that ranch, so. There you have it. All right, what have we got here on In The Sun? Keir knew Mandy was risked. Yeah, he knew. He was told, did a bit of a long aside there, didn't I? He knew that he was living in Epstein's apartment or one of his homes. He knew, he was told that they were very close friends, like very close, really close. Mandy would go on holiday with Epstein. And Jules Osborne on Nathaniel Rothstein's yacht, Fifth Baron Rothstein. That they'd go on a holiday together, you know, and send each other cards and just be very close, you know, really, really close friends. Like I'd like to think normal friends, normal relationship with my friends. I haven't got a single friend that I'm that close with, where I email them most days, make sure I send them cards all the time, go on holiday with them every year or more than once a year. I know some girls, I've always known girls or my girlfriend who's got girlfriends that they're that close with, where they're in contact with them every day, all the time, maybe multiple times a day. Okay. But as a normal bloke, that you don't owe them anything and they don't owe you anything, why would you be that close? Why would you be that close to someone? Well, because it's not normal, is it? Because it's not a normal relationship, is it? It wasn't a normal friendship. Was it? Obviously, so. It was something way more than that. Look, what a weird freak. Put his picture up, Harry. Look, his weird, beaky, weirdo face. For Pete's sake, PM, says the Sun. For Pete's sake, Axe Pier got £75,000 payoff. Okay. The Metro, don't. Stop it. Just, really? The Metro, sacked in scandal, but Mandelson wanted $500,000 to walk away. Files reveal official won praise at some civil servant. Won praise for reaching £75,000 compromise, a guy called Mark, after Epstein revelations. Look, here's a little leaked blurb from civil servants to each other. Just saying, yeah, I think Mark did very well to get the settlement down as low to 75 grand with minimal fuss. Did he do well? Mark, whoever that is. Starmer was clearly warned hiring a Labour grandee could damage his own reputation. Yeah, he was told a few different times from a few different angles that obviously Mandy's like a soiled wrong'un. Why would you give him this role? Again, that role of being an ambassador to the US. it should go to someone who has been a diplomat their whole career. Someone that's been an ambassador to other places, worked their way up through the diplomatic corps. Because it's the most prestigious one. It's the most prestigious one. It would usually go to someone that's been in the Foreign Office since they were 22, since they were 21, since they left university. They get like a double first at Cambridge or something. You know, never have a real job, but then go straight into the FCO. And be like, just work in an embassy for a few years till you're in your 30s, maybe 40s. Then you become ambassador to like a Burundi or something. Later become ambassador to maybe Italy or something. And finally, like last couple of years of your career as like a final honour. Just as an honour, you get to be ambassador to the US for a year or two. That's what it should be. Not just parachuting Mandy. Right, it's weird. It's weird. And we'll just get old Mandy, who's been disgraced a number of times and everyone knows is a weirdo, a freak. He's already got the moniker and has had for more than 20 years, the Prince of Darkness or something. He's got known, he goes on yachting holidays with Mandelson. Don't worry about his vetting too much. Just rush that through. Just green like that. In fact, start giving him secrets before that's even finished. Get him over to Washington, D.C. ASAP. Yeah, it's not how it normally works. It's not how it should work. There you go. So Starmer, I mean, it's not just, again, as I said this, at the beginning, it's not just that he's sort of wide-eyed, didn't know what to do, and Morgan McSweeney said, pick Mandy, and he just went, yeah, okay, pick Mandy then. All right. No. That's not how it went, was it? It would be like, Mandy's plugged in to the deepest, darkest networks that are more powerful than you, Sakir. You're picking him, right? Because we may well have compromise on you. So you're picking Mandy, yeah? Okay, Sam said, okay. Don't destroy me. Don't tell the world about my Ukrainian rent boys, arsonist rent boys. What? What, we can't talk about that? Well, I can, I'm gonna. From time to time. Or at least mention it in passing, sarcastically. When they come up for trial, that's going to be funny. These Ukrainian rent boys that set fire to Sakir's old front door and car. Can't wait for their trial. Wonder what will happen there. Wonder if they'll just disappear, whether they'll commit suicide in jail or what. The Star. There's Toffolo. Who cares? Give me £547,000 for sacking, said Mandelson. Golden Mandshake. The Mirror, very, very similar front page. Look, there's the Star, like some of the worst slop, famous for being stupid and sloppy. The Star, very, very, very similar front page with the Mirror, because the Mirror is also utter slop. The Mirror's one of the worst ones, not necessarily purely in its takes, but how sort of ruthless their journalists and journalism are sometimes. Like if you hear of a journalist doing something particularly scummy, you know, like ringing up the phone of a dead girl so their parents think she might still be alive, something like that. Along those lines. No, that wasn't necessarily the Mirror, but things like that. Things that are truly out of order, like stalking people, giving them no privacy, just being complete filth and scum. Scum and villainy. The Mirror, as well as their takes being completely lefty and globalist. The Mirror. Ugh. Epstein files fallout. Mandelson demanded £500,000 payoff. Right. The Mail. The Mail Group. Not much better. Try and pretend they're actually something a slightly cut above sort of the Mirror or the Star or the Sun. They're not. And more subversive in many ways. In some ways. Never be fooled that the Mirror is right wing or right leaning in any way, or sort of patriotic or nativist in any way. No. They're here to destroy our civil society, it's what they do. Kemi says the newly released Mandelson files reveal such appalling judgment by PM that Labour MPs must oust him. Not fit to lead the country. Olukemi Badenoch, the Nigerian woman who somehow leads the Conservative Party, isn't necessarily wrong there. You know, credit where it's due. She's not wrong. He isn't fit to lead the country. I wonder if this will... In fact, I think that's what our poll was about. I wonder if this will topple Mandy even before the May general election, the May local elections. Not fit to lead the country. Oh, look, there's Kate Middleton's mum at Cheltenham. Laughing it up. Okay. The Financial Times... Aid warned Starmer of risk in Mandelson's appointment. All right. And a tanker in the Persian Gulf on fire there. It's a Thai one. All right. The Times, that Thai tanker on fire again. PM flouted Mandelson warnings. That's how the Venerable Times characterise it. PM flouted the warnings. Aid and outgoing ambassador raised concerns. File show. Memo told Starmer personal links left him more exposed. Okay. The Telegraph. Well, there's Kate Middleton's mum again. This time with Princess Anne, the Princess Royal. She's got to be old. That's Princess Anne, right? Princess Anne, the Princess Royal. The Queen's sister. She's got to be knocking 100, hasn't she? Anyway, there's Carol Middleton, Kate Middleton's mum. Found something hilarious there, isn't she? Starmer ignored top aides over Mandelson. All right, we get it. That's the story. That's the story today. Okay. Shall we have a look at our poll? They're the front pages. Let's have a quick look at our poll. 1 second, Harry. Just let me have the mouse, and then we'll look at the poll. Okay, go. Engage. Give me the poll. What we got? Make it so. Okay, there it is. We asked, will the Mandelson affair topple Starmer? And you could have answered yes, no, or maybe. Yes, 18%, no, 56%, and maybe 26%. Yeah, I think if I was taking it, I would have either clicked no or maybe. I would have either clicked no or maybe. Maybe, probably, maybe might have clicked no. Or maybe. I wouldn't have clicked yes, I don't think so. I think he's going to, probably, who knows what the backbenchers, how out of their pram the backbenchers are going to get about it. Probably not much. I do feel like, though, my prediction, and I'll put sort of a 70% on it, is that after the May elections, when they get trounced, Labour get trounced, the Conservatives will get trounced as well, I would have thought. Both Kemi and Starmer, both of them will be staring down the barrel of getting ousted. I put at this moment about 70% chance that Starmer isn't Prime Minister much longer after those May elections. So still, I'm hedging my bets a bit because 30% chance that he does stay, that's not nothing, is it? 30%. But I'd say the odds are, in my mind, this is my prediction, over 50% by the end of May. He won't be Prime Minister, sort of thing. We'll see. I think he may well survive the this Mandelson furore. It just weakens him more and more and more. It erodes his position more and more and more, doesn't it? Until, for that May thing, he's like literally hanging by a thread. Hanging by a single piece of floss. All right, oil prices reach $100 per barrel again as new attacks reported on 3 cargo ships in the Gulf. Yeah, so 3 ships in the last 24 hours or so. The $100 a barrel thing. Still going on about it. I mean, I heard someone this morning put it in a bit of perspective. It's an interesting perspective. That in what, like 2022, it went way higher than that. And just before the credit crunch, which was like 2007, started in 2007 and carried on all the way through 08, even 09. Before that, so in like 2005, 2006, i.e. when you could say, you could argue that the world economy, the global economy was sort of at one of its zeniths, at its height, you might say, in various senses, certainly sort of much healthier than it is now. Crude was at exactly this sort of price, hovering in and around $100 a barrel. So put it in some perspective. Don't believe some stupid mirror front page or some crazy lefty Sky News reporter trying to tell you that the price of oil is $105 a barrel now. Everything's going to implode. It's time to start hoarding petrol. No. Calm down. Oh, they've released strategic oil reserves, millions of barrels of it. So that happens all the time. It's not that uncommon at all. That's the whole point of them. Calm down. Okay. Epstein used modelling agent to recruit girls, Brazilian women tell the BBC. Or did he? Yeah, probably. That's a classic thing, isn't it? It's a classic thing. Even a one-man operation, weirdo, freak, sex criminal in a mall. I am a modelling agent. Are you, mate? Come with me. I'll make you a star, baby. I'm a modelling agent. Let me take a few pictures of you. I'm a modelling agent. Are you? Young women and girls out there, never ever believe that. Don't buy that. You'd have to be very naive, wouldn't you, to buy that? But some people, some girls, women do. Don't. If you want to do modelling and become a model and have professional pictures taken for your modelling career, you seek them out, not the other way round, in a mall on a street corner. PM warned of reputation risk over medicine. Okay, we got that one. There may be no knockout blow from Mandelson Files, but it's far from over. Yeah, it certainly is. Look, it was the stuff of dreams. Lisa Tarbuck leaves Radio 2. God, I don't care. Lisa Tarbuck, do not care. Inquiry into student loans launched by MP. This is a bit MPs. This is a bit in the news this morning. The student loans, for anyone, I'll quickly say it because I think people that aren't British and aren't young enough to be involved in this probably just don't care about it at all. But those that do would, and it is a bit in the news in various places. It used to be that you could go to university for free. In fact, you would get a grant if you were poor enough. The state would pay you to go to university. Well, all that changed, what, in the Blair years? Was it just before the Blair years? In the Major or Blair years, all that changed. Now you have to pay fees to go to university. Anyone who isn't independently wealthy can't necessarily pay the fees. There's the student loans company. They will loan you money to pay your fees, and you pay them back over many, many years. But like any other loan, there's an interest on it. Okay, fine. You know, I got loans from a student loans company. But back when I did it, in the very, very early 2000s, the actual fees themselves are way lower than they are now. I mean, orders of magnitude lower. And the interest rate was much lower. Like, I had to borrow for a whole 3 years worth of undergrad. I borrowed something like $9,000 with, like, not an insane amount of interest on it. Now you're looking at $40,000, $70,000, $90,000 with really high interest on that as well. So way different now. And anyway, it seems that there's, even for loans, it's sort of not entirely, it's not fair. You signed up for it, but it's not like good terms, put it that way. It's not a good deal. And they don't necessarily let people know how bad of a deal they're signing up for. I mean, that's like all credit cards, all loans are like that. They say, yeah, have the money, take the money. Don't read the small print too much. Take the money. Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it always is. But anyway, they let you, at a certain point, repay so little because you've just come out of uni and your first job probably won't pay all that well. So they don't make you make your first repayments massive, but sometimes they're so small that it doesn't even cover the interest on it. So in other words, it could be, could well be, that you're paying it off for quite a few years, and then you look at your statement and you owe more than you did at the beginning because the interest is keep topping up. Okay. So it's not a good deal. Like, to the point where it's sort of, it's difficult not to describe it as unfair. Once again, you signed on the dotted line, didn't you? Though. That's the nature of it. Depends how badly you wanted that degree. Okay, anyway, all right. So, student loans. Sometimes the interest is sky high. And to the point where MPs themselves are actually looking into it. It's like, is this a fundamentally unfair thing? I mean, all right. Maybe I'll talk about it in even more detail another day. Probably when it rears its head, if and when Parliament make actual legislation about it or something. Boy 15 arrested after girl stabbed in school. Just a boy. No description of him. So you know them, don't you? Just a boy. Okay. All right, let's have a look at some of the other websites. 93 News. 93 News usually mirrors BBC quite closely. There's not usually anything particularly unique that ITV News website does that none of the others do. Like Sky or the Mail Online will come up with something entirely of their own. ITV News doesn't usually. Might even take ITV News off this list of ones because it's not that great. All right, UK. Starmer to face questions after... Okay. Beth Rigby. Get a load of this insight. The insightful political analysis. The rapier-like wit of Beth Rigby. Prepared to be skewered on the point of Beth Rigby's intellect. It's difficult to see how Starmer can put this right. Wow. Beth Rigby again. This is really bad for Keir Starmer. You can see why she makes the big bucks, right? You can see why she's Sky News' number one mind. A political mastermind. She can see all the angles, Beth Rigby. This is really bad for Keir Starmer. Oh, thanks, Beth. Cheers, Beth. Wow. What insight. Beth Rigby. Where did she come from, really, Beth Rigby? Do you remember a world where Beth Rigby wasn't really a thing? No one ever heard of Beth Rigby. And then suddenly, Sky tells you, Beth Rigby. Beth Rigby, not Rigby. Yeah, that she has got all the answers. She can tell you why and how the world goes round, what's really going on. She'll be the arbiter of sort of what, like reality, what's going on. She'll pass reality for you. Beth Rigby. Clown. A handpicked globalist clown of a woman. Oh, this is nice. Get a load of this pig. Get a load of this revolting little piggy. Woman who falsely accused 10 men of raping her is jailed. 10 men. She'd go on dating apps. Go on like a date or something. And then just accuse the bloke of raping her. Psycho. Don't you remember the Queen though, Camilla, yesterday saying, always believe victims. We should always, always believe victims. No. No, don't, though. So they might be lying. You know, complete sympathy for real victims. Like that Labour MP. Of course, complete sympathy for real victims. If they're shown to be a real victim. You know, just because you accuse someone of something, just because you said you're a victim, they won't necessarily blindly believe that. So she accused 10 different men. She was found to be lying about them all. she cost the state like over 120 grand. And she was given 4.5 years in jail. So she'll probably be out in 2 or so. That's what you get. You can accuse 10 different people of rape falsely and get 2 years in prison. I'd put her in a straitjacket. I'd put her in a straitjacket and a padded room for the rest of her life. Mental. That's mental. That's a sociopath. That's a psychopath. All right. What's that about Roman Abramovich? This is new. I'm reading this for the real time. Frozen proceeds of Abramovich to Chelsea FC sale investigated in Jersey. Oh, okay. Okay. Might read more about that in my own time later today. Roman Abramovich. All right. The mail online. What have we got here? Oh, yeah. Remember Andrew Tate saying nothing's happening in Dubai? It is. Loads of things. It's getting blown up all over the place. Well, not all over the place. Again, it's not. It's not like London 1940. The Blitz, is it? But still. Reality of the iron fist behind Dubai paradise, i.e. the leader of the Emirate. How influences are cowed by fear into denying reality of Iran drone attacks. One man who was thrown into a hellhole jail speaks out. I mean, was Andrew Tate coerced one wearing in, or one way or another into saying everything was fine on that first day? Did he actually have any connection to the authorities in Dubai one way or another? Paid one way or another? I'm only speculating. So I'm only speculating. To say everything's all right. Because they rely on tourism, don't they, massively? So, well, it's not. There's all sorts of various drones hitting in Dubai. Well, don't go to Dubai right now. If you had a holiday planned, don't go there, I would say. You'll probably be fine. Statistically, you're unlikely to get blown to bits by an Iranian drone. But you might. There's not zero possibility of that happening. So if I had a holiday planned to Dubai, I wouldn't go. If I had one planned to Cyprus, I probably would. There you go. That's my risk analysis. Risk management. Okay to go to Cyprus, but not Dubai. Definitely wouldn't go Lebanon right now. Okay, Starmer. Not fit to leave the country, Olukemi Badenoch says. Newly released Manson files reveal such appalling judgment by PM that Labour must oust him. Okay. Oh yeah, if you want to meet Meghan Markle, you can. It'll only cost you like 1,700 quid. Yeah, you can get a ticket and go and sort of meet her. And I don't know what you get for it. Do you get to have a meal with her or something? In a group, not one-on-one. It's not a candlelit dinner, one-on-one, but you can meet her. Yeah, I mean, she's just whoring herself out. I mean, quite literally, not necessarily for sex. Literally, figuratively whoring herself out for money. There you go. Always was shameless. You know, anyone that's an actress, really. Always was utterly, utterly, utterly shameless. You know. Some rumours about the types of things she got up to or engaged in before she was even an actress, when she was even younger than that, in the Emirates, I heard recently. Just rumours. I don't know. There's that disgusting piggy woman. Miss Piggy. All right, what else did we have? No, we're getting fully down into the slop there. So let's have a quick look at the Express. Oh, it's nearly 10 to. Iran targets airport and commercial ships as they look to land. Okay, so do you remember, I think at the weekend, I think it was Saturday or Sunday, last weekend, the Iranian president came out and he said, I'd like to apologise for myself and on behalf of all Iran for attacking our neighbours, and we won't do it anymore as long as no Israeli or American, fast jets, bombers, missiles come from your territory. As long as they don't, we'll stop attacking you. Yeah, well, that was a complete lie, of course. Well, maybe not of course, but it was. They're still just doing it. So that's Iran for you. I mean, not that the State Department or Netty's government aren't capable of completely lying or anything, but you know, you can't really trust what the Iranians say. That's why when you get all these leftists, all these people suffering from TDS, all these people that hate America or whatever, and they're saying, oh, Mr. Trump's like some crazy tyrant, psycho, like mad dog, because they were right in the middle of negotiations. Iran was right in the middle of negotiations, and they were saying that they were very, very close to making a deal, and Mr. Trump out of nowhere just attacked them in the middle of negotiations. Those negotiations were a sham and always have been. For decades, well, always were. A complete sham. Now, Iran will sit at a table and say, yeah, endlessly. Yeah, we'll do that. Yeah, give us a bit of paper, we'll sign it, like they did to Obama. Yeah. It's all lies. It was all lies. So you get some bleeding heart hippie, some burnt out boomer hippie standing outside RAF Fairford. No more bombs. No more bombs. Iran was about to make a deal. Iran's peaceful. No, it isn't. No, it wasn't. It never was. There's never going to be that deal. That make peace, not war. Yeah, tell that to the ex-Ayatollah and his mullahs. Tell them to make peace, not war. Okay. The sun. Was there a little bit of... Look. The hubris of Mandelson's downfall is genuinely amusing to me. Dodgy weirdo freak. What other stuff do you know about? What other stuff? How dark did it get, Mandy? What was the depths of Epstein's depravity, really, Mandy? What kind of behind the scenes deals were done with Nathaniel Rothstein? Rothstein? Rothschild. I'm thinking of Ace Rothstein from the film Casino. Nathaniel Rothschild for Fifth Baron Rothschild. What did Ehud Barak order Epstein to do or not do, Mandy? You'll take those secrets to your grave, I'm sure. If you ever ask those sorts of questions in the dock, you'll just say you don't recall, you've no idea. You had nothing to do with that, never heard anything about that. Won't he? All right. Repairing the special relationship. To be honest, the special relationship is bigger than any individual president or prime minister. They'll both be gone before long, right? Trump will only be there for another 3 years, tops. Starmer may well be gone in like 6 weeks' time. So there'll still be a special relationship, even after they're both gone. Oh, there is an interesting story. Make of this whether you think this is real, there's something to it, or whether it's utter bunkum, utter poppycock. The FBI are saying that they have got information that Iran was going to try and drone bomb California, the West Coast of America. They had some sort of secret ship, some ship, and it would have had loads of those, or a few of those big three and a half meter long Delta Wing drones. They were going to sail it. Well, all the way across the Indian Ocean, down south, through Southeast Asia, all the way across the Pacific, to the west coast of America, and then launch some drones at what, the Golden Gate Bridge? Downtown LA? I don't know. San Diego, Seattle? I don't know. That's what the FBI are saying. Do you believe that? I'm not sure. I wouldn't put anything past the Iranians. That does seem far-fetched. It does seem like just American propaganda, but might not be. I mean, who knows these days? Who knows? Who knows? I'll put that one at 50-50, maybe a bit less than 50-50 in Iran's favour. That feels quite far-fetched, but you know, but who knows? Might not be. They must have known that if they did do that, the ship. It would be a suicide mission for that ship, at least. Like the Pacific Fleet, or American warships out of San Diego, actually, would have blown it to bits. Well, fast jets would have blown it to bits almost immediately, wouldn't they? It's a slightly interesting story. It's already 5-2. I'll make this the last story before we have a look at the on this day in history. There's a little island right at the top of the Gulf called Karg. I think that's how you pronounce it. Karg? Karg Island? Right, let's see. Actually, let's click on it because I want to show you exactly sort of where it is in the Gulf. It's right at the top. It's right up near Kuwait. Is that a picture? Yeah, look. Okay, so here's Iran. Yeah, here's the Straits of Hormuz. And these are all the Emirates, Dubai, Abu Dhabi. This biggest one's Abu Dhabi. There's Dubai, and then the little, the other five, Qatar there, Bahrain. This is Kuwait. There is Iraq. This is obviously Saudi Arabia. There's a little bit of Iraq, Kuwait, all of Iran, and there's a little island there. Little island. It's really small. I mean, it's like half the size of Manhattan. It's pretty small, like a couple of square miles tops, something like that. And 9/10 of all Iranian oil is sort of processed and shipped out, or not processed, but shipped out from there. One island. So if it was blown to smithereens, or rather, if the United States or Israel decided to occupy it, to take it, you know, actually send Marines ashore to take it, frogmen, seals, whatever, paratroopers, drop the 82nd Airborne in there. Let's get the 101st going, lads. I don't know, whatever. or just completely bomb it flat, one way or the other. Carpet bomb it. That would ruin all of Iran's ability to make any money out of oil. So, like, it's, as far as Iran's concerned, crazily sort of strategically important. And at this point, with Iran's Air Force basically gone, and their Navy very close to being entirely gone, there's nothing to really stop the United States from doing something like that. Well, there you go. So that's something it made... I mean, this article is just saying that if and when Trump wants to sort of declare mission accomplished... Remember when George Bush stood on that aircraft carrier after the Iraq War, I think in like 2004, maybe 2005, stood there as a giant banner that said, mission accomplished. And he did a little speech, mission accomplished. It's like, no. What, if your mission was to begin a sectarian nightmare? Okay. If Trump wanted a mission accomplished moment, he could send Marines, or whatever, just the army, even, maybe, to seize that little island and just say, okay, mission accomplished, we're done. The end of the story. Of course, it wouldn't be, would it? But sort of politically, you could attempt to claim that. All right, well, interesting. You know, keep your eye on that. This Karg Island will be, you'll probably hear more about that in the future going forward. All right, it's very, very nearly the top of the hour. We should do a quick 5 minutes of on this day in history. What happened on this day in history? The 12th of March, down through the centuries. Okay, on this day, in the year 538 AD, Vitiges, king of the Ostrogoths, ends his siege of Rome and retreats to Ravenna, leaving the city in the hands of the victorious Byzantine general Belisarius. Talks about Belisarius somehow came up a week or two ago, didn't he? On Epochs, of course. Harry? On Epochs. I've got 3, or is it even 4 part long form bits of content all about the career of Belisarius. It's certainly at least 3 parts, if not 4. All about Belisarius, Justinian the First, Generalissimo, an Eastern Roman Byzantine Emperor, Justinian I, sent his Generalissimo, his General of Generals, Belisarius, to go and reconquer the Western Roman Empire, retake Rome. Rome itself had fallen to various barbarians, beginning with Alaric. But the Eastern Roman Empire, the Byzantine Roman Empire, out of Constantinople, all up out of Constantinople, hadn't been ever taken by foreign non-Christian barbarians. So he sent Belisarius to reconquer the West, which he did, briefly. Brilliant story, Belisarius. The life and career of Belisarius, absolutely brilliant, as is the life and times of Justinian. A few hours, quite a few hours, hours of me and Carl talking about it. Even on my own channel, History Bro, I've got a completely other bit of content talking all about Justinian. The Nicaea riots, all that sort of thing. Okay, on this day, in 1455... first record of Johannes Gutenberg's Bible, the Gutenberg Bible. A letter dated this day by Ennio Silvio Piccolomini refers to the Bible printed a year earlier. Yeah, we've talked before, haven't I? A little bit about the Gutenberg printing press. Johann Gutenberg's printing press that he changed the world in loads and loads of different ways. The printing press ultimately caused an explosion in literacy, but more than that, just an explosion of ideas. A massive thing, just a giant turning point in all of human history, the printing press. On this day in 1918, fearing foreign invasion, Vladimir Lenin shifts revolutionary Russia's capital from St. Petersburg to Moscow, Petrograd, St. Petersburg, to Moscow. Yeah, all through the Tsarist era, really, and the capital had been Petersburg, or St. Petersburg. Often they just called it Petersburg, but St. Petersburg. Often they would call it Petrograd. Later, they named it Leningrad. All through the war, World War II, it was known as Leningrad. It's all the same place. Okay, but anyway, in 1918... Lenin and the Bolsheviks thought that, perhaps not, like, they're not completely paranoid, that loads of the Allied powers, after defeating Germany, would just continue on and help the whites, like the old monarchists. There's a bit more to the white faction than merely monarchists, but anyway, they would lead armies into Russia and fight in a Russian civil war against the Reds, against the Bolsheviks, which did happen. So, I mean, St. Petersburg never fell to sort of like American or British, French armies or anything. But Lenin wasn't, and the Bolsheviks weren't, utterly, utterly paranoid to think that that was happening, that that was going on. It was going on. Shame it wasn't successful, really. If I could tweak history here or there, that's one of the things I may well tweak. Just a few more divisions to help the whites in the Russian Civil War. To defeat Trotsky's Red Army in like 1920 or something. That would have flipped all of history, surely for the better, probably for the better. Wouldn't it? Something else would have happened though, wouldn't it? It's like the idea you can go back in time and you go and kill Hitler when he's a baby or a little boy. So hopefully World War II and the Holocaust or whatever doesn't happen. You come back to the future. It was just Goebbels did it instead. Goebbels was the leader of National Socialism instead. He might have been even more successful. That's a classic thing. I think there's a book, was it even a Stephen Fry book? Time Traveller goes back, poisons the well where Hitler's mum was living to make her infertile so Hitler's never born. You come back to the future, you come back to the present, something even worse happened. There was still a World War II and it was even worse somehow. All right. Lucky we can't go back in time. On this day in 1930, Mahatma Gandhi begins his famous, is it though, all that famous, 200-mile protest march against the widely hated British salt tax. Idiot Mahatma Gandhi. Meddling solicitor. I like characterising that way. Wife beater. Perhaps a paedophile. Definitely talked about sleeping with one of his nieces. Not necessarily for sexual intercourse. In fact, he would say he would sleep with one of his nieces to prove that he could control his impulses and he wouldn't molest her. Weird. That's weird. I'm going to sleep with a little girl but not molest her as proof that I don't molest kids. What? What? talking about? You crazy old man. Crazy freak. Backward. Backward idiot. We don't need industry. Everyone in India will just have a spinning wheel. Newspapers and trains are bad. Just work in the fields and have a spinning wheel. Backward idiot. Mahatma Gandhi. He was some sort of genius. No, he wasn't. We'll have pacifism to the point where he said Britain should just let Nazis invade England. And when they enter your houses and things, just pour moral scorn on them. But let them do whatever they want to you, though, because that's the right thing to do. No, it isn't. Idiot. Mahatma Gandhi. All right, on this day in 1994, the Church of England ordains its first 32 female priests at the Bristol Cathedral in Bristol, England. Yeah, how'd that work out for you, Church of England? Well, you're not a laughingstock now, no? Well, you are. All right. The Anglican Church, a joke. Okay, let's have a look at the Rumble Rants and Super Chats. We've got fair few. We'll get through them as quickly as possible if we can, if you don't mind this morning. Well, not as quick as possible. I'll make some comment. All right, let's start with the Rumble Rants. Kalergi says, the Trump administration doesn't even know what a war won against Iran looks like. They'll need BB to tell them. Yeah. Trump gets to finish that war when Bibi lets him. Busted Brian says, hey, Bo, have you heard about this? There was a debate between some restore lad and a reform lass over on Dan Wooten. Was an interesting watch, though I'm unfamiliar with the folks involved. I think Busted Brian might be talking about where Mr. H, Nate, of Mr. H Reviews fame, and the state of politics, went on the Dan Wooten show, and there was a bit of a backwards and forwards with one of the other guests, some reform lass. Can't even remember her name. And she was crazily out of her depth. And without breaking a sweat, he just demolished all her arguments and made her look stupid. It's not difficult, is it? It's not difficult. Because reform's positions are bad and stupid. Like, a vote for reform is a vote for Zia Yusuf to be your Home Secretary. Is that what you want? You want Zia Yusuf to be your Home Secretary? Vote reform then. You want the managed decline to just continue? Well, vote for reform then. You want them to capitulate to Islam more? Then vote reform then. Yeah. Just allow yourself to be demographically replaced in your own ancestral homeland. Well, vote reform then, if that's what you want. No? You want someone who's going to talk about mass remigration, what's actually necessary? Well then, vote low. Aim high and vote low. Millions must go. Don't tell me there's no real difference between their policy platforms. Don't tell me that. No one's buying that. Nigel said just a couple of weeks ago the reason why he had to get rid of Rupert was because he talked about mass remigration. Yeah, keep standing for reform. Yeah, keep going. Yeah, good one. Good one. Right, Kalergi says, this is really bad for Keir... Quote, this is really bad for Keir Starmer. Can Bo compete with the hot takes like these? I'm seeing a breakfast with Beth Rigby on the horizon. Yeah, she's obviously a shill. JC Warlock says, morning, enjoy, bro. Enjoy the coffee. Oh, thank you. I mean, this is tea. Or was. I don't mind coffee. I don't usually drink coffee. I don't really like coffee. I don't hate it. But I'm a tea man. I drink tea. Don't take coffee, I drink tea, my dear. Love tea. We have multiple cups of tea a day. So. Sometimes a silly amount, like 10 cups in a day, something. Anyway. JC Warlock also then says... What's your position of the geomagnetic conditions of Earth? Some postulated a geomagnetic excursion field reduction could leave us like Mars in the coming decades, a bit out there, I know. But I don't know much about a reduction, because I think it's reliant on like the iron core, which isn't really going anywhere. So I don't know about reduction. I mean, if we did suddenly lose our magnetic field, then yeah, it would be a mass extinction event, wouldn't it? We would be irradiated quite quickly. That's the problem with Mars. It's not just that it's cold. It's not just as much further away from the sun, so it's so cold. It's not that cold. On the equator in its summer, it can be not, it can be, you can survive the cold. But it's complete, and the fact there's no oxygen, that as well. But it's irradiated. There's very high radiation. So yeah, if we didn't have, but so the geomagnetic reduction, I don't know about that, but the geomagnetic, the flipping of the poles, that might happen. That could well happen. Again, I haven't really got time to go into it all, but I find it fascinating that, you know, you've got your, there's two different poles, aren't there, on the Earth? There's the geographic one and the magnetic one. And the magnetic one isn't necessarily particularly near the geographical one. And it moves around, it wobbles around all over the place, constantly, on its axis, like that. And we know, in the distant past, it has just suddenly flipped. Suddenly what we call the North Pole and the South Pole, it will flip. And some people say, scientists say, that we're due one of those. Like it happens every, I can't remember the numbers, but it happens every few 100,000 years, is it? Or a few million years or something? Anyway, looks like we're due another one sometime. That would send the world into some sort of chaos. It might do anyway. I think it would certainly ruin everyone's compass. I think it might ruin loads of things like satellites and would it? You tell me, would it ruin satellites, ruin GPS, various things? I think it would be a catastrophic event. Okay, all right. St. Luke Stewart 91 says, "Good day, Bo. Do we know if there's been any live images of the new Supreme Leader? All I remember seeing is they used the cardboard cutout for his inauguration. Start to feel like a weekend at Biden's." Weekend at Bernie's, Weekend at Bernie's. Yeah, if it's too much longer before we actually see him live in the flesh, then I think speculation is less crazy that he is in fact already dead. Seen a couple of reports that he was wounded now, a couple of reports. At some point, relatively soon, they're going to need to sort of trot him out in front of a camera to show that he's not dead. So yeah, I mean, it's a fair point you're saying. I haven't seen him. I haven't trotted him out in the last 2 or 3 days, have they? You would have thought after, like, somehow they would. At least like an underground bit of footage, like Osama bin Laden style. But no, we haven't had anything, have we? Busted Brian again says, "No, it wasn't Nate Bow." Oh, sorry. "The debate on Wootton was streamed like yesterday." Oh, there's another one then. A restore person pwned a reform person again on Dan Wootton. Good old Dan Wootton. Dan Wootton's based. He's quite based. Like even, I think even a bit more than he lets on. I think, you know, I don't speak for him. But he's one of us. One of us. Now, good old Dan Wootton. I was on his show. He's a man of impeccable taste. He let me on his show once. Okay, great, Busty Brian, brilliant. So it happened again. A restore person pwned a reform person. Again, it's not difficult, the arguments are there. Like, no, we want our country back. No, I'm not embarrassed, I don't care about you calling me a racist or even an ethnat. No, yeah, I want my country back. I don't want to be demographically replaced in my one and only ancestral homeland, become a hated and marginalised minority, and ultimately replaced and genocided, ultimately, in my own ancestral homeland. No, I don't want that. Whatever argument you're making against that. It's not a difficult argument, you know, if you just stick to your guns. Now, I'm not interested in managed decline with more and more endless people coming in. What Nigel said, that mass deportations are impossible. No, they're not. No, they're not, though. So, next. No, just take some political will. Just take someone who isn't a containment project. That's all it takes. So it's not impossible. Absolutely not impossible. If we alienate Islam, we lose. Wrong. wrong, exactly 180 wrong. It's quite easy to make the arguments, isn't it? Just have some spine. Just actually stand up for the natives and the people. Just be patriotic. It's not difficult. Okay. Tracy Warlock says, expansion of the crust is more a likely explanation than a 90 degree flip, to be honest. Okay, just still talk about Earth stuff. Expansion of the crust. I don't know about the Earth's cooling down, if anything, isn't it? Over time, the general trend is always to cool down more and more. Why would the crust necessarily expand massively? I don't know, that's a whole different discussion. You have a whole different thing. We haven't got time for that this morning. It's already 8:15. The YouTube Super Chats. Harry, can you bring that on my screen for me? You have to do that. Okay, there they are. All right. Thank you, sir. Global Church History. Always first in. Global Church History. So always seems to be first in. Well done, thank you. You say, yesterday I started writing a book about the Battle of Umbore. I remember yesterday you mentioned that in the 1640s, was it? The Jesuits? As there's little in English. Yeah, I'd never heard of it. I must say, never heard of it. Over 70 pages in already, hopefully on Kindle soon. Oh, well, cool. I'd never heard of it. Maybe after this I'll go and just quickly Google it and don't know anything about it. Interesting, okay. Our Rob or Ross says Starmer will cling on until the May elections because no one else wants the job before then. Yeah, right. Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah. That's almost certainly what's going on, is it? There's no point queuing him. If you're Wedge Streeting or whoever, you're Angela the Fridge Rainer, there's no point queuing him before then because if you did, pardon me, you will just take all the flack for that shellacking your party's going to get in May. Yeah, quite right. Let that be the final kill shot to Starmer's career. His career, not an actual kill shot. Speaking figuratively, metaphorically. Okay. David Betts, 1180, says, Mandy and Starmer probably shared some rent boys. I mean, far be it from me to speculate on that, but I mean, there's nothing in the laws of physics preventing that from have happened. I don't know, though. I don't know. Chris 281 says, Justin Castro, you're talking about Trudeau, Justin Castro was in constant scandals for years and didn't resign. Lord Farquhar and his husband in France has had many scandals and hasn't resigned. These West puppets have no concept of honour. Yeah, good point. Fair point. Absolutely. Yeah. Often, if there's no legal mechanism to force them out of office, they just won't. Yeah, completely shameless. Utterly, utterly shameless. It used to be, even not that long ago, if there was some sort of scandal around you, even the whiff of a scandal, you resigned because that was just considered the right thing to do. Even if you hadn't actually done anything wrong. Yeah. No, it springs to mind, not that long ago, it was at the beginning of the 80s, in Margaret Thatcher's government, when the Falklands happened. The Argentine attack was sort of out of nowhere, kind of out of nowhere. We didn't expect them to do it, basically. They were doing some exercises, some training in and around that region, and then it just turned into a real full-blown attack sort of thing, you know, you can imagine. And the foreign secretary at the time resigned. It wasn't his fault, he didn't know. No one knew. None of the analysts were saying, watch out, it might happen. No. We were taken by surprise. So he'd done nothing wrong, and yet he resigned. Because that was considered the right thing to do. Yeah, and you're right. Nowadays, someone like Justin Trudeau, or Macron, or whatever, or Starmer. It doesn't matter how many scandals there are, how bad or deep they are, how embarrassing it is. No, just hold on. My masters at the WEF or wherever have told me not to. I'm their hand-picked puppet in it right now, and I haven't got the green light to resign yet. Or like that Ardern woman in New Zealand, where they do say, okay, now resign. And you're like, okay, all right, I think we better resign now then, if you say so. Or they say to Boris, or they say to the Tories, get rid of Boris, we want Rishi. Oh, well, you haven't just picked Truss, have you? Right, get rid of her, we wanted Rishi. Rishi's our pick. What, is that not what basically happened there? You don't remember Rishi, the circumstances of him becoming Prime Minister. He was obviously the WEF pick. All right. Judas Goat Barbecue 4336 says, Judas Goat Barbecue. Okay, that is what it says. I'm just checking. In reference to your poll yesterday, did you know the A10 Warthog unit patch says, ugly but well hung? I didn't know that. Cheers from Dallas, Texas. Did you know that, Harry? I didn't know that. Your mic's not on, but okay, I guess you're probably going to... Okay, don't do any more of that. We'll have to sort that out. Okay, the Warthog patch says ugly but well hung. Brilliant. Field Marshal Dawn Browning doesn't say anything but gives us $10. Thank you very much, Dawn. Appreciate it, as always. Harry Hobag says, do you think Max is good enough to keep Red Bull Max Verstappen? You must be talking about that. Is Max good enough to keep Red Bull in the championship with the Mercs and Ferrari looking so strong? The Red Bull is supposed to be fast. Yeah, who knows? He had a mare in Australia, didn't he? He crashed out early in qualifying, so he started at the back. And but has he got the skill? Has he got the raw talent and skill and ability? Of course he has. Is the Red Bull fast enough? Probably. Borderline, probably. So I wouldn't bet against Max. I wouldn't short Max this season. But would he be my pick? No, I think George Russell. On the strength of the first race and the qualifying and everything. Those Mercs are like a second quicker than anyone else, something like that, at the moment. The smart money is on George, isn't it? Okay. David Betts, 1180 again, says, now all the AA is destroyed. I guess you mean anti-aircraft. Now all the AA is destroyed. Trump should send a few old B-17s over just for the banter and the old time's sake. Yeah, that would be funny. Some B-17s, some B-29s. Get together a little wing of P-51 Mustangs for old time's sake. Yeah, if they've got pure, complete air superiority. Okay, only three more left. Max Robe says, he just says, polar bear expedition. Max Robe, what are you talking about? Polar bear expedition. I'm not sure what's that in reference to, I'm afraid. Am I being dumb? Is it really obvious to everyone out there what that is in reference to? I don't know. You just say polar bear expedition. Okay, sorry. Thanks for the £2 you've put there, Max. But I don't know what you're talking about. Next time, write a bit more. Next time, write what I mean is... Okay. Oh, the very next one says... Oh, the very next one is from Max... Okay, the very next one is also from Max Rabe that says, probably should have said American Expeditionary Force, North Russia, 1919. Okay. Sorry, I should have just read the next one where you do explain yourself. Sorry about that, Max. Right, yeah, the Americans sent troops to help out the whites, didn't they? I think the Brits, I'm pretty sure the Brits did as well, and other people. Didn't the French as well? Like, it was relatively small beer. They should have sent more, but yeah, it's well known, yeah. That's why forevermore after that, the Soviets were deeply, deeply suspicious of the West. I mean, not wrongly. They could always point to that and say, look, you tried to strangle us in the cradle. You tried to murder us at birth, didn't you? I mean, not that I want to stand for the Soviets. I hated the entire Soviet experiment. Completely wrong-headed and mad. But they weren't wrong on that. They weren't wrong. Well, as you say, the American Expeditionary Force in Russia in 1919. tried to smother the Bolshevik experiment at inception, almost. Wish they'd succeeded, if I'm honest. Okay, and the very last one for today. Global Church History says, Harry's in the cyber frame instead of the well. Yeah, we need to sort out the mics. What was that? Something went wrong there. We got him out of the well, if you notice, this week, last few days. Doesn't sound like he's at the bottom of a well anymore. But we are still experiencing some sort of issue with the mic. So we'll sort it out. Bear with us. Bear with us. All right. That's all the Super Chats and the Rumble Rant. So that's the show. It has now ticked 25 minutes past 9 in the AM Greenwich Mean Time on Thursday, the 12th of March, in the year of our Lord, 2026. You've been the glorious band, the chosen few. My band of brothers. Thank you for watching. Without you, it isn't a thing. Try and make it best of the day ahead. You're only going to have this day once. You will only have this day once. Let that sink in. Once it's gone, it's gone. If it's possible, if you've got free time today, try and make it count. Do something valuable with your time. You know, try and better yourself. If you can. You know, read a book. Make something out of your hands. Fashion something. Tell the people around you that you love. Tell them you love them. It can count for a great deal sometimes. It can make the difference sometimes. Small gestures. Do something that counts, if you can. All right. Don't want to get too preachy. Until tomorrow morning then. Take care.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.